Good morning. Where would you begin if you were going to teach someone to become a Christian? I hope you would begin with Jesus, Acts 8:35. Did you hear about the little boy who called the Bible his Jesus book? This is an excellent description of the Bible. He is its hero and grand theme, from Genesis to Revelation. If it were not for him, it would never have been written. Do you know why the Bible has such a marvelous influence for good on us? It is because of Jesus. Without him, it would be just another book that would live for a moment and then pass on into oblivion. You will never understand the Bible until you discover Jesus. The Bible will never have any power over your life until you know him. I have read about a college student who said to his professor, "I tried to live the Christian life back in high school, but now I have decided that I will start living like Jesus." Can you imagine what would happen if everyone who claims to be a Christian lived like Jesus? I've been asking myself, what was Jesus really like? If he were to come into our world today, what would he look like? How would he dress? What kind of car would he drive? How would he travel? Where would he spend his time? If we could talk to him, what would he be like? He really has not changed. Hebrews 13, verse 8. How can I find out what he was like? By looking at famous paintings of him? By reading books about his life? No, we must go to the Bible. John said, "The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked." 1 John 2, verse 6. Peter said, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps." 1 Peter 2:21. Peter and John were like him. Luke records, "Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John, and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were marveling and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus." Acts 4:13. This should be the goal of each Christian. Let us see what he was really like. First of all, he was truly real. He was not an imaginary or fictitious character. John 1 and verse 1 through 3 and John 14. He was born in Bethlehem. His parents soon took him into Egypt as a baby to escape the wrath of Herod. After Herod's death, his family came back to Galilee and settled in the village of Nazareth. What was Jesus like during his early years? He grew up as a carpenter's son. He had a kind, loving mother in Mary and a kind, trustful, God-fearing provider in Joseph. Jesus was subject to them, Luke 2:49. He had four brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Jude, and at least two sisters, Matthew 13:55. He had a love for knowledge. He was educated at the local synagogue and at home. Remember the event in Jerusalem recorded in Luke 2:46 and 47. Then he was wonderfully fearless. Read again with me the account of his cleansing the temple. After this, he went down to Capernaum, and he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples. And there they stayed a few days. And the Passover of the Jews was at hand. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers seated. And he made a scourge of cords and drove them all out of the temple, with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling the doves he said, "Take these things away. Stop making my Father's house a house of merchandise." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for thy house will consume me." John 2:12-17. He did this cleansing with such boldness, no one opposed him. Notice how he denounced hypocrisy and self-righteousness wherever he found it. He said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside they're full of robbery and self-indulgence. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you're like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside appear beautiful, but inside they're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you too outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." Matthew 23:25-28. He was uncompromising in his approach to sin, even on the most delicate subjects. He said, "And I say to you, whoever puts away his wife or divorces her, except for immorality, and marries another, commits adultery." Matthew 19, verse 9. His message was clear and to the point concerning our fellow men. But I say to you, do not resist him who is evil. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. If any man wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. And whoever shall force you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him that asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Matthew 5:39-45. His boldness is shown when he went through the ordeal of the cross. And it came about when the days were approaching for his ascension that he resolutely turned his face to go to Jerusalem. Luke 9:51. At the height of his fame, when the multitudes were clamoring to make him king, he turned from them and placed himself in the power of his enemies. Because of his love for us, Jesus allowed himself to be scourged, ridiculed, and crucified. The writer of Hebrews said, "Fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God on the throne." Hebrews 12, verse 2. Notice his response when the temple police came seeking him in the garden. He said, "I am he." John 13, 4 and 5. Are you ready to start living like Jesus? He said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever loses his life for my sake shall find it." Matthew 16, 24 and 25. To be his follower, you must be bold, brave, strong, and persevering. It is not a weak, half-hearted life by any means. Jesus was also beautifully gentle. He was meek, humble, and very compassionate. Meekness, according to Webster, means mild of temper, patient under injuries, long-suffering. It is an inner attitude that shows itself in gentleness and tenderness. You see this characteristic over and over as you read about Jesus in the gospel accounts. Paul said, "Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking on the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." Philippians 2:5-8. He had great compassion on the outcasts of society. He ate with publicans and sinners and associated with the sick and the poor. He was available to anyone and all who needed him. Matthew 9:36-37 says, "And seeing the multitudes, he felt compassion for them, because they were distressed and downcast like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.'" Matthew also says, "And when he came out, he saw a great multitude and felt compassion for them and healed their sick." Matthew 14, verse 14. The compassion of Jesus showed itself in action. This is why he told us the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10. His love and mercy are shown in the story of the prodigal son, Luke 15. If you've decided to start living like Jesus, then you must be willing to get out where the people are and start loving and serving them. For he that saith he abideth in him ought also to walk even as he walked. Jesus was also constantly prayerful. If we do not spend time in prayer, we're not walking as he walked. Sometimes he would spend all night in prayer, Luke 6, verse 12. On other occasions, he would get up before sunrise and go to some solitary place to pray, Mark 1:35. Jesus made time for prayer. He prayed for great events in his life, Luke 22:39-41. Every event was significant enough to be shared with his heavenly Father, Matthew 14:23. He was genuinely holy. The man with an unclean spirit declared, "I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God," Mark 1:24. Peter said, "But you denied the Holy and the Righteous One," Acts 3:14. He lived a sinless life. For us to be like him, we must hate sin and cleave to that which is good. Jesus was also constantly calm. When the storm arose and the disciples were scared, he asked, "Why are you fearful? Have you not yet faith?" Mark 4, verse 40. Jesus possessed an inner calmness and peace that nothing could disturb. Just before his ordeal on the cross, he told his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you." John 14, 1 and 2. Because of this calmness and peace, he lived joyfully. "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so persecuted they the prophets who were before you." Matthew 5, verse 12. He knew he was doing his Father's will, and he refused to be discouraged. John 4, 34. If we want to be like Jesus, then we too must possess this attitude. Then finally, Jesus was forever loving. Jesus simply said, "I love the Father." John 14, 31. He also loved us. He loved his friends, John 15, 13. He even loved his enemies, Romans 5, verse 10. How did he show his love? Regarding God, he said, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise and let us go from here." John 14, 31. Regarding us, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." John 3:16. If we are to be like him, we must love God and do his will. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." John 14:15. John wrote, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." 1 John 5, verse 3. We must also love everybody, even our enemies. "But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you." Matthew 5:44. Have you decided to live like Jesus? What an impact we would make on our world if all Christians would live like him. People of the world would sit up and take notice, and many would be led to become Christians. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.